I'm Lizzie O'Leary, and this is Marketplace Weekend. Adrian Hill, who covers entertainment for us, took a field trip recently, and we're going to take you there for a few seconds. Adrian's going to fill in the details in a second, but first, listen to this.
So there's rain all around me. If I circle 360 degrees, there's rain everywhere. And it really does feel like being in this magical bubble in the middle of a rainstorm at night. It doesn't look real, but it's wet.
Adrian Hill, you cover entertainment. So what are you doing? Were you like out in a hurricane or something? What was that?
Yeah, let's blame our producer, Jenny.
Okay.
I was in a large-scale art installation called The Rain Room that recently opened at the LA County Museum of Art. And they've basically rigged up this giant dark room with rain falling everywhere except where people are standing. So it can sense where you are and it doesn't rain on top of you. And it was a pretty remarkable experience. I was lucky to get in. The tickets have actually sold out for the next couple of months here.
Okay, so great. You went somewhere super cool.
I am very cool.
You're very cool. Why is this a marketplace story? What are we looking at here?
Well, it's interesting. I had heard about this from colleagues at work. The Rain Room is open. It'd be worth checking out. And I was flipping through the restoration hardware catalog at home, as one might do. And I saw right in the middle of lighting and couches, this spread on The Rain Room. It turns out the first edition of The Rain Room was commissioned by Restoration Hardware. The exhibit is at LACMA, courtesy of Restoration Hardware. And this is happening at a time when Restoration Hardware is trying to get into the business of selling art. So it's sort of a flagpole. Look, we take art seriously. It also got me thinking about the relationship of artists to their corporate patrons. So after walking around in the rain for a while, I had a chance to talk to two of the artists from the London-based collective Random International, which created the art.
I'm Hannes Koch and co-founder of Random.
Mm-hmm. I'm Flo Artgras and I'm also co-founder of Random. The idea was very quick and then we found out all the little detail problems
that
we had.
We shouldn't do it, yeah.
But we're quite stubborn.
What were the reasons you shouldn't do it?
This is Hannes. It's very complicated. It's enormously tedious to simulate that, and then to be able to control individually the falling water and make it safe and make it so that it can be exhibited, and the swimming pool maintenance for water treatment, you know, sprinkler systems and pump pressure regulation and automation. Yeah.
How big is a raindrop?
How big is a raindrop? Yes.
How big is it? Come on.
Tell me, how big is a raindrop?
This is Flo. No. You have to make them between. You want them to fall, so it can't be missed. So I think it needs to be anything from 0.5 to 3 millimeters, and everything above that. Oh, what's that in inches? Yeah.
So as an artist, what's it like to have these patrons? What's it like to have somebody sort of backing you in this way? And do you ever feel pressure to do something that maybe is not your own vision?
No, not at all. I think that's the when you use the word patrons, I think that's the most important thing, that they enable you to bring things to life that are completely your vision. It's still a formalized process where we present something, and then they usually ask, "Are you sure you can do this?" And we're like, "Yeah, I think we're sure we can do this."
Most of the people who collect our work and exhibit our work have to have. It's an exercise in trust, often, because, you know, we never know exactly if it not might fail here and there or cause problems and stuff, and that's part and parcel.
Do you guys ever feel like businessmen at any level?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no. Totally. Yeah, yeah.
Can you explain what is it like to be an artist businessman?
I don't think it's like this whole, you know, you have to, if you run a studio with 20 people, then you have to have, you know, keep your watch out for that. That's not the purpose. It's just something you have to do to keep that studio running. So it's part of the whole creative process to make stuff work that way as well. I sometimes wish we would be better at business manning.
Yeah, business manning. I guess in my case, business womaning. I would like to get better at that.
Who doesn't want to be better at business manning or womaning, as the case may be?
As the case may be. You mentioned a little bit earlier that this exhibit was incredibly popular. Why do people flock there?
It's really interesting. And I have to say, I am not a person who quickly pulls out my phone. I'm not a selfie taker. I am not constantly taking photos. And the second you're in this space, there's something so shareable about it that you want to take a photo. You want to be there. You want to share that experience of being there. So I think that that's part of it, the shareability. I think this is one of the most widely shared art installations ever on social media. I read something like that. The other thing is, when you're standing in a rainstorm and not getting wet, I really do think for me, it brought me back a little bit to a sense of childhood, sitting sort of at the edge of the garage while it was raining outside and just enjoying not being wet. I don't know if that makes sense, but...
Yeah, it does. Marketplace's Adrienne Hill, who covers entertainment for us, thank you so much.
Thanks, Lizzie.